Women have filed 7 lawsuits against Stockton University in South Jersey this summer. They allege that both current and former students sexually assaulted them both on campus and off, and that the university should have done more to protect them. 5 of the lawsuits involve an off-campus fraternity that lost official recognition at Stockton years ago. WHYY's Joe Hernandez has been looking into the story and joins me now. And Joe, what do these women say happened while they were students at Stockton?
Well, as you said, Dave, 5 of them have filed lawsuits alleging members or former members of this fraternity, Pi Kappa Phi, sexually assaulted them either in their dorms on campus or in this off-campus fraternity house. In one case, a former student and frat brother allegedly sexually assaulted a girl in her dorm room, then posted a video of the assault to social media. In that case, charges were filed. The attorney in this case is a man named Robert Fuji. He represents the women who filed suits, the victims here. He says there was a pattern of behavior at Pi Kappa Phi of drugging women and then waiting for them to become incapacitated and then sexually assaulting them. And he says Stockton should have done more to warn students about Pi Kappa Phi and, you know, tell them ahead of time, here's the allegations against this fraternity. Here's what you could be in for. And Fuji really says the school also should have done more to make sure that the fraternity stopped operating when it revoked its affiliation in 2010.
Not only the school allowed these things to happen, but these actors allowed these things to happen too. So it's unfortunate. And it really just seems like this. There's a climate and culture of systemic sexual assaults at Stockton, and also a lot of underage drinking. And people have said to me, well, you know, that goes on at every campus. We know it does. But not to this level.
Joe, how has Stockton responded to date?
Well, the university has referred questions on these cases to the Attorney General's office, and that is because Stockton is a state school, so it's represented by the Attorney General's office in these civil cases. And the Attorney General's office has said these cases are ongoing, so we're going to decline to comment. However, Stockton President Harvey Kesselman has addressed the lawsuits in a few written messages on the school's website. He said any student on our campus should have to fear for their safety is unacceptable and will not be tolerated. And he said, we try to build a culture where we respect and care for each other. We'll continue to work with law enforcement to hold predators accountable. Those messages haven't gone over well with all students, however. I talked to one, a senior named Moniba Khan, and she wondered why Stockton hadn't done more to prevent these assaults in the first place or to explain to students the details about why Pi Kappa Phi had lost its affiliation and was the supposed no-go zone.
It should be clear, like, what does it mean to be unaffiliated? Why have they lost affiliation? You know, what's going on here? What is the problems that are that's facing the college, especially since Greek life is seen as such an important part of being in college for some people?
So here, Kesselman refers to the importance of protecting students on our campus. I guess from a legal point of view, what does on our campus mean? And does that pertain, in this case, to off-campus frat houses?
That's one of the big kind of interesting open questions about these cases. And so to try to answer it, I talked to a few legal experts who had different perspectives on this issue. So one attorney I spoke to, he's based in Michigan. He had much the same opinion as Moniba Khan, the student you just heard from, did, which is, why didn't Stockton University do more? It had the complaints against this fraternity and fraternity members. It was known on campus among students and faculty that Pi Kappa Phi had a reputation for, let's say, unsavory conduct. So why didn't the university warn students about the details of what went on at this house? That's one school of thought. But then I also spoke to an attorney who regularly represents colleges and universities. That's Texas-based lawyer Scott Schneider. And he says, you know, maybe it's unreasonable to expect that universities can prevent every bad thing from happening to students on campus. And not only that, he says it's even more true for off-campus conduct. How is a university supposed to regulate things that don't happen within its own borders? Schneider likened universities to cities. He said they've become kind of these small little cities with their own police departments and amenities. And here's what he had to say about that.
I might go out for barbecue and somebody hits me in the head, and I don't immediately think, aha, the city should somehow be liable or responsible for this bad thing that happened to me.
And I'll add here that the Trump administration might agree with Schneider on that point. Last week, the New York Times reported that Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is considering new rules that would make colleges and universities liable only for conduct that took place on campus.
Meanwhile, where do these now seven suits stand at the moment?
Well, they're all in the pretrial phase in federal court in New Jersey, so we'll have to wait and see whether there's a settlement or whether they all go to trial. And by the way, I should add, all of these lawsuits came over the summer. There were two more filed today, and this is all happening in Stockton's first week of classes in the fall semester.
Thanks, Joe.
You got it.
WHYY's Joe Hernandez on Newsworks Tonight.